to you.
Yes, Bundy for me.
Thank you.
Extremely helpful. And last few days I haven't had anything in Heller's Field, but it's always obliging to inform so I don't get trapped in anything.
There you are.
Max?
Yes, sir.
Got anything for George Reedy? He's in my office and he says you're most helpful.
What he says is I've got damn all for him, and I'm sorry. I have a call into him, but I haven't been able to reach him.
Well, he says that you're mighty helpful, but you haven't done anything lately. He's listening to you now. Tell him whatever you know.
Mac.
Yes, George.
One thing. I just received word that if this thing tomorrow night is at 5 o'clock, CBS is ready to do it live.
All right, well, let's do it at 5.
We'll probably put the other stations on too, so if you can clear it.
We'll do it at 5. That's the date. And why don't you announce it?
What?
If you wait till tomorrow morning, you won't get any story on it. You better go at 5, and we'll just say to the ambassadors, this is a spur of the moment, friendly meeting to celebrate our favorite alliance, and we go on from there.
Why I think that would be a good idea.
Yeah,
that would give some time.
No, that's much better. If we can go live, we ought to buy it, because otherwise we'll be spotted in and out on tapes and people will never catch it.
CBS has told the coordinating committee they will go live at 5.
All right, that's a bargain.
Make judgment that the other two networks...
We'll invite them to be here and have them safely on hand so that the president can say informal things for a few minutes before 5 and take to the air at 5 o'clock.
And where are you going to have it, the East Room?
East Room, Mr. President. I think if we're going to have television cameras. And how strong are you on how much of a reception you want afterwards? You want to give them coffee or a drink?
Yeah, we can give them coffee. We can have a highball drink afterwards. But I sure want that speech on teleprompter early in the morning then.
That speech will be in final text with Jack this evening.
Okay, all right, that's
fine. All right, that's funny.
Now, 5 o'clock, though, ain't a damn human going to see that. Who do you expect to watch it on television?
You will get two things, sir. You'll get, in this town, a lot of people do get home early. And secondly, it will be taped also, and that will give them ample time to get it on the late newscasts, which they wouldn't have otherwise. Now, of course, I think we do have to recognize the fact that in the event of the MacArthur thing,
5 o'clock, we've done an awful lot of press conferences at 4 live, which is a worse time, and in terms of basic overall coverage, it hits the 7 o'clock news people very strong.
And also, this way you can...
They will take clips on it for Cronkite and Brinkley.
That's right.
Okay.
Right.
Why don't we do it between 6 and 7? Won't they give it to you?
Not live, they won't, sir.
Why not?
Oh, because the networks say they're in a position to tape at that time, but they're a little bit too uncertain about events. Do it live between 6 and 7. They're afraid that they do not want to have those particular programs live with me because of the MacArthur thing, is what it amounts to.
What happened to Panama, Mac?
Nothing back yet. We haven't had a call from Bunker, have we, Alice? No, not yet.
Wait a minute, Ralph's in here. What,
you called me a little while ago. I meant to ask you about this, Mr. President. Wondering, you know, Stassen arrives here this afternoon. He's wondering whether we oughtn't to put the bug in Stassen's here to tell the Panamanians to go along with this latest overture.
I think we keep Stassen out of it myself.
I would too. I would make it.
All right.
No, I don't. I think we just have.
What are the Panamanians waiting on?
We don't know, Mr. President, until we hear back from.
They're having a meeting of the council apparently down there this afternoon to discuss the new initiative.
What is a new initiative?
Which isn't a new initiative, Mr. President. It's this same document.
Same one. Same document.
Well, I thought that they had agreed to that.
Marino did, Mr. President, but he had not signed his government on.
Okay, well, now who's going to check with him, see what...
Bunker's right on top of him.
All
we
right.
Don't want to be too eager.
All right.
Right.